We're back on? Back on and unmuted. Chair would like to call the committee meeting back to order. After a brief discussion, we think we've identified the problem. The new amount that has been amended per the previous amendment in this body does not have the support documentation presented to the Congress equal to the amount of what has been requested. Therefore, I would like to withdraw the previous amendment and restate page 18 after line 813.5, direct assistance 450,272, strike direct assistance 450,272, and insert at line 813.5, direct assistance 435,636, and insert the following as subcategories of direct assistance to be appropriated as follows: college entrance testing assistance, $8,000, nationwide academic tutor program, $155,000, Osage County tutor program, $70,000, stolen accommodation awards, $2,636, career tech assistance program, $150,000, certification and licensure program, $8,000, STAR scholarship, $30,000, college and career fair, $2,000, STEAM projects, $10,000, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Is there any further discussion of section 21? Chair will entertain movement on section 21. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chairman. I move that section 21 education has been reviewed and approved.
There's a motion and a second.
Chair.
Second.
Will the movement please state as amended?
I'll restate that. I move that section 21 education department has been reviewed and approved as amended.
Reviewed and approved as amended. Is there a second? Motion and a second from Congresswoman Redcorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, section 21 has been reviewed and approved as amended. Next item on the agenda is section 61, the Wajaji Early Learning Academy in Fairfax. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Once again, Chair, I'd like to defer to those who joined us online, directors or secretaries.
Good afternoon, this is Tara McKinney, the director of the WELIS.
Good afternoon, Ms. McKinney. Thanks for being here with us today.
You're welcome.
We will we'll give you the floor for the next four sections here.
All right, so we're gonna start with Fairfax, WELA. We currently have 32 children enrolled. We have preschool classroom, a two-year-old classroom, and infants and ones, as well as our wraparound, and that is our school-age children that come there after school. And then during the summer, they're there all day. And we have 14 total staff there. And a couple of highlights for this year that has happened. We got new cameras installed. We finished up the Wheel of Storm water project. That was back in April. We had some flooding issues in the past, and that was all fixed. We had new playground equipment that was bought by the child care department that was finished installed in August. There was an emergency switch for generators that was installed. We've had a lot of trainings. We've had a lot of events. Now that COVID has kind of reduced a little bit, we've been able to have our parents come back into the building and, you know, be there for parties and things like that, getting our parents back involved. Our teachers, as you know, we do Osage language 2 times a week. Our children, in our lesson plans, we have culture activities. Osage language is incorporated with our lesson plans. This year, we added a new software program. It's called Brightwheel. It's a way that we effectively can communicate with our families throughout the day evening times, just whenever the teacher needs to send out updates or if a parent has a question. We've started doing this for about 2.5 months now, and we've had a lot of great feedback with this program. Our parents really like it. We've also have started using CLASS. It's the Classroom Assessment Scoring System. It's an observation tool for the teachers. We added an education coach this year, so we got her trained in CLASS, and she has been able to go out to all of our centers and help incorporate this. So that's really, really about it for Fairfax. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Any questions for the WELA Fairfax budget? Ms. McKinney, my question is regarding direct assistance, the $37,500. Can you elaborate on that?
So that is our food cost.
Are there any other questions? Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What is your waiting list for, I could ask you actually for all of them at once, the waiting list for each location, or I can do it when we're talking about each budget. Either way is up to you. I was just curious.
Currently is we have 8 total children on the waiting list for Fairfax.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Are there any questions concerning Section 61? If not, Chair will entertain movement. Congressman Hamilton.
I move Section 61 of Wajaji Learning Academy, WELA Fairfax, of ONC 2295 has been reviewed and approved.
Second.
Motion and a second from Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes. Madam Clerk.
Just a reminder, at the beginning of when you guys started discussing this bill, all of these sections got amended. So all of these will be as amended.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Would the movement like to restate as amended?
Yes, I move that a section 61, Wajaji Early Learning Academy, WELA Fairfax, of ONC 2295, has been reviewed and amended. Reviewed and accepted as amended.
Second. Motion and a second from Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, Section 61 has been reviewed and approved as amended. Next item on the agenda, Section 62, Wajaji Early Learning Academy for Hominy. Ms. McKinney, you have the floor.
Okay, for Hominy?
Yes. Ma'am. Yes.
Sorry. So for Hominy, we have a total of 17 children. We have 2 children on the waiting list. I have a total of 8 staff, and really hasn't been much changes to this budget. Same as Fairfax. You know, they're using the new Brightwell software program. They also got new equipment, playground equipment that was purchased by childcare. You know, our teachers, everybody does the same things. We use the creative curriculum and just, you know, we have a lot of, the staff have a lot of fun with the children. And I see a lot of dedication throughout all the WELAs. And I can, every time I go out to visit the WELAs, you know, everybody is, you know, all the children are happy. The staff, you know, is having a good time with the children. And, you know, I can say that I think we've come a long way in the past couple of years. And I'm really excited. We continue to grow and do great things. And I'm just really excited about what's to come in the future and where we are right now.
Sounds good. Any questions regarding Section 62? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chairman. I move that Section 62, Wajaji Early Learning Academy, Wheeler Homley, has been reviewed and approved as amended.
Thank you, Congressman second. Baker. There's a motion from Congressman Baker, second from Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Section 62 is reported to Congress with a due pass as amended. Section 63, Wajaji Early Learning Academy, Pawhuska. Ms. McKinney, you still have the floor.
All right, great, thank you. So at Pawhuska, we have a total of 31 children enrolled. We have a waiting list of 23, which we've talked about earlier today. Our new Wheel building is going to help get those children off that waiting list. We're super excited about our new Wheela. All of the staff is super excited. I've been able to show them the floor plans, and spring of 2024, can't get here fast enough. We had a lot of things done here at the Wheela this year due to we had some flooding in the past. That was taken care of this year. So a new roof on the center was put in, as well as on the Wheela gym. We got new AC heat units. They set a generator. It's not hooked up yet, but they did come out and set that up. We got new cameras. We got a new ice and water machine. Also, this center is, we just got off our 6 month for licensing through DHS. We talked to the DHS licensor a week and a half ago, and she is submitting for early licensing, and we're just waiting on the DHS supervisor for approval. And let's see, what else do we have done here? With the flooding, we had drain pipes to divert stormwater. That was all installed back in March. They fixed our entrance way because it was flooding there as well. It fixed the gym entrance. There was a lot of things done there. We utilizing the program, our new software program, Brightwheel. And again, you know, we're just able to, you know, COVID the past couple of years really put a strain on the Wheelas. And I think everybody is just so happy that we're getting back to normal. And with that, you know, it just helps every aspect, the classroom, just everything, transitions. There's just a lot going on. And so I'm really excited. We're super excited about the new building. And again, you know, we just have a lot of good things going on, and I'm super excited about for the Wheelas with the new program coming, with the new Wheela. So super excited. Can't say it enough.
We're excited for you. Are there any questions regarding the Wajaji Early Learning Academy in Pawhuska?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Hearing none, I'll move that Section 63, Wajaji Early Learning Academy Pawhuska, has been reviewed and approved.
As amended.
As amended.
There's movement. Is there a second?
Second.
Movement and second from Congressman Baker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Section 63 is reported as reviewed and approved as amended. Next item on the agenda is Section 64, the Wajaji Early Learning Academy and SkyTook. Ms. McKinney, you have the floor.
So for SkyTook, we have total enrollment of 27 children, and we have 15 children on the waiting list. SkyTook is the only program that I have that doesn't offer wraparound services. And we have done community surveys, and the center manager there has also just kept track, you know, of people calling that are maybe looking for after school program. It has not been a need the past 2 years. However, with the 15 children on the waiting list, I have added in the budget for a teacher assistant. And with this teacher assistant, it will help us open up another classroom, particularly looking at the infant classroom, so we can get some children off of that waiting list. So that will help us there reduce that number of 15. We currently have 12 staff at the facility. and Skytook. Looks like I know they also got new playground equipment that was purchased through childcare. Also, I just want to add in too that I haven't talked about yet. We've been able this year to really get back in and doing a lot more training. You know, we've kind of had that strain that I've talked about with COVID. We've been able to utilize training and people coming to us rather than everything having to be on Zoom or us being able to go to places for trainings. So that's been one thing that we've really been excited about. They've also have received new cameras and they're also utilizing the new software program Brightwheel.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney. Open the floor to questions, Congressman Keene.
Yeah, thanks for being on, Director McKinney. So I have a question about the Skytook wraparound. Do you guys ever plan on actually implementing that, or does it, do you rely on feedback and then decide, or how does that work exactly?
So like I said, she keeps a running log of any phone calls that come in. We've talked about the past couple of years since I've been the director, you know, is it a need? So I know in the past, before I was the director, they did have a wraparound program and they only had one student enrolled. So I believe before I was the director, they done away with that. And Skytook is a bigger community and they do have other options for children to go to after school. So I do know at the past year, I have talked to the center manager several times about this, and she's only had a couple of parents that have reached out needing childcare. So, you know, we're going to continue to do our community surveys and see if it's a need, you know, we usually start in the spring to see, you know, where we're at so I can add it into the budget. But yes, we're open to getting that wraparound. And also, I've asked for, we need a van. Right now, our wheeler programs go to the public schools and pick up those children and bring them back, because a lot of, none of the schools right now, Fairfax, Pawhuska, or Hominy, will bring our children to the WELA, so we have to go and pick them up. So we have to make sure that we have a vehicle to do that. Right now, Skytook does not have a van to transport children after school. So I have added that to the budget as well as a garage. Right now, we have a school bus, but not all children are age appropriate to ride on the bus, and it also goes by weight as well as their age if they can ride on the bus. And right now we currently have to park our bus at the casino because we have two times this year the Cadillac converters have been stolen. And one time we had a van parked there for one day and someone stole our Cadillac converter. So if you see our WELA bus at the casino, that is why. They have a camera pointed right over there towards it. We haven't had any problems since it's been there, but I have asked to have a garage as well as a van so that, you know, if we do gear up to have a wraparound, we will have that van to transport, but not just for transportation. You know, we need a van for field trips. You know, we go to pumpkin patches, we go to the county fair. We can do a lot, you know, if we had a van to utilize.
Thank you. So is there a cost involved? For the wraparound for parents and their children?
Yes, it is for Osage, it's $10 a day, and if they're non-Osage, it's $15 a day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney, for that explanation. I'm glad to hear that we haven't given our students free play. is there any other discussion? Congresswoman Stabler.
Chair, I'd just like to ask Ms. McKinney if do you have the total number of students you have throughout all the facilities?
We have 107 students.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions concerning Section 64? Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. I have a Brightwheel question. I also utilize Brightwheel at the facility where I'm a director for preschool. And I love it, so I love that you all are using it. Being that you're new to it this year, and I know you take in payments for care, are you utilizing it for invoicing for your parents, or are you just utilizing the communication component?
we're just utilizing the communication component right now because, you know, we work with our accountants, each center manager does. And so there is, you know, we have some Osage Nation employees that, you know, it's just different. It's just going to be easier for us just to continue what we're doing.
Okay. Thank you. I was just curious. I enjoy their software, so I'm glad to see you all are utilizing it.
Any other questions concerning Section 64? Thank you, Ms. McKinney, for being here with us. Chair will entertain movement on Section 64.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
I move that Section 64 has been reviewed and approved as amended.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion, a second. Congresswoman Redcorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, Section 64 has been reviewed and approved as amended. Next item on the agenda is reporting ONCA 2294 and ONCA 2295 to Congress. At this time, Chair will entertain a motion to report ONCA 2294, Sections 18 and 24 to Congress with a due pass recommendation as reviewed and approved by the committee.
So moved.
Motion from Congressman Big Horse. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second from Congressman Keene. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, ONCA 2294 is reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation as reviewed and approved by the committee. Chair will entertain a motion to report ONCA 2295, Sections 16, 17, 21, 61, 62, 63, and 64 to Congress with the due pass recommendation as reviewed, approved, and amended by the committee.
So moved.
Motion, second.
Motion from Congressman Big Horse, second from Congressman Keene. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? Seeing none, ONCA 2295 is reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation as reviewed, approved, and amended by the committee. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
There's a motion from Congressman Keene and second from Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? Just brief discussion. I'd like to thank the committee for your hard work. This wraps up everything that we've got on our agenda that's been assigned to the committee. I'd like to thank the people that are joining us here today, Secretary Bledsoe, Secretary Big Horse, Mr. Martin, Ms. McKinney, Director Wildcat, thank you very much for your time today. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Wildcat. If you will stick around, we'll have committee reports here in just a moment to sign.